Jack Leonard, actor, singer-songwriter, local boy as well. Where are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You've spoiled me straight away. I got here, got some water, got to sit down, explore the area. It's fantastic.
Well, your smile is lighting up the room, really.
Oh, no, that's the fluorescent lights. There that's not me.
So, Jack, you are a local boy. Have I got that right?
Hockley born and bred, yeah.
I
went to musical theatre school in Rayleigh at Masters Performing Arts College.
Oh, I just mentioned Rayleigh earlier as well.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't the right Rayleigh.
I know, yeah, that's North Carolina.
You completely threw me. I was like, I know Rayleigh. I went there for ages.
I never heard of the Commons, yeah.
And that's where I did a little bit of singing. And then I moved on to theatre and screen when I went to drama school in London. I went to Lambda, the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. Yeah. And that's possibly where the Essex accent has slightly softened.
Yeah. A bit.
They wooed it out of me. But it was such a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And I've been very, very fortunate that acting has taken me all over the world. I've been across Europe, America, and a big chunk of that time I spent in Japan. So I can say a few silly phrases in Japan. I can speak like a toddler. I can introduce myself like a samurai. Seisha jaku de gozaru. Which to any... Oh, look, see that?
That's so impressive.
To any person that doesn't speak Japanese, it's really impressive.
What was it?
That's me. It's imagine someone introducing themselves in Shakespearean text. What I've done. It always baffles Japanese people. It's like, why is he talking like this? It's so strange. Hello. Lovely to meet you. But a lot of the time I've been in Japan over the last decade.
Wow.
And
so working over there.
I was so lucky. I worked at Universal Studios, and I was very fortunate enough to do national commercials, green screen, you name it. I've been very fortunate and lucky enough to go, oh, I've tried my hand at that.
Yeah.
So it's been sort of a crazy, crazy ride.
Yeah.
And I got back this year mostly because my sister gave birth to two beautiful boys two years ago during COVID. So I'm a little bit late. So I wanted to take on the role of being a full-time funcle.
Yeah.
They really are the lights of my life. But whilst I was out in Japan during that dreaded COVID season, so many things happened. And that's where the songwriting sort of really became prevalent in my life again.
Sure.
Because it was always something I dabbled with. But before that, it was much more, I'm an actor and this is what I do. I learn my lines and I tell other people's stories as opposed to mine. And now it's this weird transition of, well, I've got some things to say and I can only write in about 3 to 4 minute segments. I have no idea how playwrights do it. The concentration levels, I drift off. So 3 to 4 minute, a pop song length is about the length of time I can do.
Perfect, yeah. So, Jack, do you know what? Can we hear a song?
I would love to.
Is that okay?
So with my shows, I tend to go with a through line. With a theatrical background, I like a thread that ties them all together. And like most singer-songwriters, that thread is a girl. This beautiful, breathtaking Australian girl that I met in Australia. In Japan, even.
Mm.
And this song will sort of give away the ending, but I feel like heartbreak and love are quite universal themes. This song is called Don't Give Up, and I hope you enjoy the journey as much as I enjoyed the ride. Once upon a time, I fell in love with a girl from halfway across the world. She has beautiful green eyes, hair like a sunrise, and the kindest soul I did ever know. Our friendship developed into a love so wholesome and pure. Sat on her bed, playing cards, watching TV and more. So please don't give up, don't give up. I have so much love to give. Please don't give up, don't give up. I wanna be in the life that you live. Imagine a fantastic guitar solo here in the style of John Mayer. I had the great pleasure to work with the wonderful Ross Mackay from Redmond Sun. Check them out, they're a fantastic band.
to fly. And so I soared through the clouds and I touched the sky. But gravity keeps pulling me back to you, and there's nowhere I'd rather be than in your sweet company. Please don't give up. Don't give up. I have so much story to write. Please don't give up. Don't give up. I will love you through every night. And even if you go, I believe one day you'll come home. You'll return. So please don't give up. Don't give up. 'Cause you're still my partner in crime. Please don't give up. Don't give up. I will love you to the end of time. Oh, don't give up, no. Don't give up. I believe one day you'll come home. And then we get to grow old.
Oh, thank you very much. You're far too kind. Very, very lovely of you.
Oh, Jack, yeah, lovely, beautiful voice.
Oh, thank
lovely,
you.
Lovely, beautiful voice, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll take both the compliments, yeah, yeah. Lovely and beautiful, you know? You can never have too many.
I mean, I know, obviously, where you drew that inspiration from, but when did you realise suddenly, like, hang on, I can put lyrics and I can put music together?
Well, when I was 17, I felt that... I wanted to write in the style of Jason Mraz because I loved his happy-go-lucky style.
Yeah.
And I loved the positive message that came across and his cheekiness. And I wrote a few songs like that and then found that I can't write like that. Because I guess I was trying to write in someone else's words. Yeah. And then when I was in Japan, my best friends in the world, they went through a terrible, terrible tragedy, something that no person should ever have to go through. They gave birth to this beautiful little girl, Isabel, and there were some complications, and unfortunately, shortly afterwards, she passed away.
Oh, wow.
And I was stuck in Japan, and all I wanted to do was to be there with them and comfort them, and I couldn't. And speaking to them and hearing the heartbreak and the pain that they were going through, and also seeing the resilience and strength that they had to get up every day and still find moments of joy, I was just compelled to write. So I got this beaten up guitar and the words started flowing from me. And it was one of the quickest songs I'd ever written. And I think it was because it was coming from a complete place of honesty, something that I'd never really tried in my songwriting before. Yeah. And so I sourced a friend in the underbelly of Osaka. And I was like, look, mate, I've got a thing I want to do. I want to record this track for my friends. This is what's happened. And in no time at all, he was, of course, straight away. And all we had was my broken down guitar and a Mac. And it's amazing what you can do on a computer these days. So we covered myself in curtains to try and dampen the sound. And we recorded the track Dear Isabel. And that was sort of the first song that was like, oh, I think this is how I write. And it really created the passion of writing again. And it became a cathartic and therapeutic exercise to write about these things in life that I deeply care about.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I've got it lined up. I was going to play it later, but I'm going to do it now.
Oh, please.
It seems
thank
that
you.
It needs to be done right. So this is called
Dear Isabel.
Mom and Dad are my best friends, but when you left, you took a piece of them, dear Isabel. You are loved. I've never seen them hurt so much. Their Christmas wish was just to feel your touch, dear Isabel. You are loved, and I know you'll find your way home, guided by the starlight that lets us know we're not alone. You have changed their lives in many ways, of which you'll never know, dear Isabel. Every day feels exactly the same. Heart so full, but no one to love. They smile and laugh through fear and pain. They take it all day by day. I hope they know they are loved. You'll guide them through their darkest of times. You are their shining light, a brand new star in heaven. Look how you shine so bright. A heart so full, so you'll never fade away. But you're not here today, dear Isabel. You are the love. Keeps turning, it won't stop for anything. You'll never grow old, you're frozen in time. Forever the child. Each and every day feels exactly the same. Heart so full, about to start. One day soon you'll be welcomed back into their arms. You'll know their smile, and you'll warm their heart. You are love. You are love. Fill our hearts with promise and joy. You are our angel above. Angel above. You are love. You are love. Dear Isabel. You are love. Dear Isabel.
So we're back. You sent me that track quite a few days ago, and I listened to it, and of course I kind of guessed that there was a loss involved. But when you say the story beforehand, I had tears in my eyes. Did you notice?
I was just trying to remember what I'm going to be saying after that. So
yeah, but it's a wonderful thing. I suppose your friends were just overwhelmed.
I mean, that's what it was meant to be. It was meant to just be a gift to them to go, look, Isabel's never going to be forgotten. She's always going to be loved. And it's a tribute to her. And I guess the dream for this song for me is, if there is anyone out there that is much more tech savvy than I am, and trust me, that doesn't take a lot, I would love to get this song affiliated with GOSH, because that's the hospital she was at, and that's the charity that they're...
Where was this?
This was in Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Yeah.
And that's the charity that is so close to their hearts. Mm. And I think it would be such a fitting tribute to Isabel if this song could live on, and I'd love it to be released, and all the proceeds that it creates go to GOSH, and we just help people out a little bit. Anyone that's in a similar situation, you never know, every little helps, to quote a famous food chain.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to go in that direction, to be fair. We're going to start talking about supermarkets, but you're absolutely right. But it's word of mouth as well, right?
So absolutely.
If you think you might know someone that could be interested,
yeah, please reach out.
It's a wonderful song, and like you say, Great Ormond Street Hospital. Wow, you know, unbelievable that they have to have donations. You know,
it's remarkable. So please, I mean, hit me up on my social media, on Jack jackleonard101 on Instagram. I'm terrible at it. I've just got into the social media game. Contact Joe here at Phoenix because, sure. Again, it's. I feel like the wonderful thing about people is we do want to help each other. And yeah. I think this would be such a great thing to do. Again, just shining a little light on someone's life is always a good thing to do. So, it's something that's a dream of mine to make this song keep living.
Let's start hashtagging it and making it work.
Oh, right? Wonderful.
That's what
Thank
we
you,
need
Jo.
To do. But listen, you're going to play another song for
I
us
am.
As well, aren't you? So
yes.
I could talk to you all day. The time is flying.
I can't believe
usual.
It's gone so quick.
I know. Yes. So what are you going to play for us?
So this next song is called Building Us a Home, and I'd like to paint a picture with my imagination brush, if I will.
I'm going to use that.
Please,
steal
it.
Okay, if I nick it off you.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Gold sand.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal clear waters, blue sky, mountains dotted around in the background, a jungle-like foliage to give you the tropical vibes, and the person of my literal dreams, this beautiful, breathtaking Australian girl in a teeny bikini bobbing around in the ocean with me. I mean, what's not to love? And if I could go back to any point in my life, it would be that beach with that girl. And the beginning of this song was born on that beach. And if I can transport you and someone that you're listening with to a paradise, that would be great. And I tell you what, take a moment right now, if you're listening with someone, just to tell them you love them, because we can never have too much love in the world. So go spread some pure joy, and then let's go off to paradise together. This is called Building Us a Home.
Work upon a beautiful day, I realized my life had changed. I finally found a girl to call home. And when I get to see her face, my troubles they melt away. 'Cause now my soul is not alone. I've been building us a home. Perfect moment in time. Let's stop and press rewind. I wanna live like this every day. And when she snuggles with me, I can barely breathe. I feel like my life is complete. And I know we'll be okay. So trust me when I say, go fly away, chase those dreams every day, and I'll be here building us a home. 'Cause you are my girl, my entire world, and I'll be here building us a home. I will wait forever, 'cause nothing compares, you are my treasure. And when I look into her eyes, I've seen the world a thousand times. Nothing compares to the depths they hold. And when she is by my side, fears are no longer high. She gives me the courage to grow old. Our story is yet to unfold. I've been building us a home. So go fly away, chase those dreams every day, and I'll be here building us a home. 'Cause you are my girl, my entire world, and I'll be here building us a home. And I will wait forever, 'cause nothing compares, you are my treasure. And I know that it's hard to say goodbye. You gotta trust those dreams. I'm always by your side, so go fly away, chase those dreams every day. Yes, I'll be here building us a home, 'cause you are my girl, my entire world, and I'll be here building us a home. And I will wait forever, 'cause nothing compares, you are my treasure. And when she comes back my way, she'll always have a place to stay. I've been building us a home on Phoenix Radio. Our love will grow.
Well, nice. So
thank you so much.
Just one person clapping. I always feel so privileged when people are playing. I just feel like they're playing to me. I know they're not.
Well,
but I take
it's
in the moment.
Most intimate concert we can have. I love it.
And absolutely.
You've been absolutely wonderful. You've been a beautiful audience member. So supportive. Oh. I can't thank you enough, and for giving me this platform to play and have fun with. So thank you so much.
No, you've been a wonderful guest. Thanks so much for coming in. You need to come back again.
I would love to
talk more.
Absolutely.
About everything you've done. And just before you go as well, what happened to the girl, the Australian girl?
Well, that last song was the beginning of the relationship, and the first one was the ending. We're still very good friends. There's still a lot of love there. But she went off to do cruise ships, and seeing each other just once every 6 months, it was a testing time. I think in this case, it was the right girl, wrong time.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe one day our paths will cross again, but... Hey, great. We'll see what happens.
Thanks for clearing that up for us, because I know everyone wants to know what I'm there. But Jack Leonard, actor and singer-songwriter, Insta, Jack Leonard, LEONARD 101. So if you know anyone that would be interested, and why wouldn't you, in helping Jack out, actually, to get the song released, and for, gosh, that would be amazing. Jack, again, thank you so much. I'm going to play you this one there. And I will see you back here after the news.